Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the Holy Gospel found in St. Mark chapter 12. And Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums. And a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly, I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is God's word. Two copper coins, roughly what we would consider to be a penny. That's all this poor widow has left to her name. And so she is really, really poor. I mean, I bet most of us, probably all of us, could go dig around underneath our car seats or in our couch cushions and find not one, but maybe two or three pennies that we could come up with. This is all she has. She takes her very last cent and does something amazing with it. She goes into the temple and drops it into the treasury, a box of offerings for the people. She takes the very last of her money and gives it to the Lord. And Jesus would have us learn something from this. Those of you who remember my grandpa and his preaching, remember that he would always say that he preached one money sermon a year. Right? Once a year, he would talk to the people about money and their attitude towards, and this would seem like a text where we should talk about money. Well, that's part of it, but that's really not behind what's going on here. Why would this woman take her very last cent and put it in the temple treasury? She's, well, we would say she's broke as a joke, isn't she? She has nothing. And who knows what's going to happen to her? She's probably like that widow in our Old Testament reading who was going to bake a last loaf of bread, a cake for her and her son. Then she was going to die because she knew she had nothing else. We don't know what's going to happen to this woman after Jesus sees her. She might have to beg for food that night. She's definitely going to have trouble paying taxes if Caesar comes around with his tax collectors. We just know that she's done something extreme. Because even though this woman is poor, totally stricken with poverty by earthly standards, she knows that she has a Lord who has blessed her with heavenly riches beyond measure. She may be broke as a joke, but in the eyes of God, she is the richest of the rich. Because she has a Lord who promises to dwell with his people. That's why she's in the temple. That's the place where God promised to be with his people. She had a Lord who is loving and gracious and forgiving. With a Lord like that, why not give him the last of what you have? With a Lord like that, why not give him what you have and entrust everything to him? All your days, all your burdens, all your cares in his hands. You see what this widow, this poor old woman in the church does, in the temple does, is she shows us this distinction between the earthly kingdom here where we live and the heavenly kingdom that we can't see but which we come here seeking on Sunday morning. She understands that she's poor here in this earthly kingdom, but in terms of heaven, she is wealthy beyond wealthy. You see, it's this earthly kingdom here that gets all of our attention and all of our worry and all of our preoccupation. I can't help but be reminded of this every time we have an election, like we did this past week, where there are those who are celebrating and rejoicing and those who are weeping and gnashing their teeth and somewhere in the middle, and all across the board, no matter who you like or don't like or who's in office, basically everyone is overreacting. Because while the things in this earthly kingdom are important, and we should take interest in them, we should vote, we should educate ourselves on issues and candidates, there is a kingdom beyond this kingdom which is of far greater importance than this earthly kingdom. And that's what this woman in the temple teaches us with her two last coins. To see the heavenly kingdom beyond what we see in front of us. Because it's this kingdom we are constantly worrying about, stressing over who's in office and who's out of office, finding security in how much money we have, what our 401k looks like, what our savings looks like, or we're bent out of shape over what other people think of us or how they perceive us. Yeah, all those things matter to a degree, but all of those things belong to a world. Let's be honest, it's passing away. It will not be here forever. How many of you have ever had a child who had a hard time letting go of something? Maybe a toy or a blanket, something that they cling to. And that thing is dingy and dirty and nasty and disgusting. Kate, I see you looking at Paul. I think you might have just told me something about him. So, you know what that's like, though, when a child has something they hang on to that they can't let go of. That's kind of how we as sinful people are with the things of this world, that though they are dingy and dirty and fleeting and passing, we hold on to them and we think that that's our source of security, that's our source of contentment, that's our source of well-being. You know, if you try to pull that toy out of that child's hand and throw it away, they'll be like, you have to pry my cold dead fingers off that thing before you take that. On a more serious note, that's how sinful people are with this world. The things that get our attention and cause us our stress and our concern and get our stomach in a knot are things that are fleeting and passing. And what Satan loves to do is whisper in our ear how important all these things are. He loves to get you thinking, you know what? You are doomed because of that election. Or everything will be great now because of that election. Or those people, they don't like you and they're talking about you. Or you're right, money is everything and you know it. Satan's oldest trick, causing you to doubt what God says clearly. That's what this widow shows us. Her and her two copper coins that are virtually nothing. Here's a woman who doesn't appear to contribute anything to society. She's not going to be able to pay her taxes. The priests in the temple and the Levites are probably disgusted by her, because really, what good is it with two copper coins in the plate? They need more people putting in bigger amounts of money than that old widow. But she, according to Jesus, has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything she had, all she had to live on. Here, Jesus shows us a woman whose riches are not earthly, but instead are heavenly. In heaven's kingdom, she's as rich can be. And so it is with you. You, God's children, are richer than you can even begin to imagine, because the kingdom that you belong to is more valuable than all the world's riches combined. The life that you have in Jesus Christ can't be bought with gold, silver, or a fat bank account or any earthly treasure. It is bought only by the blood shed by the one who died on the cross, the holy, perfect, innocent Son of God. You are a part of the church. And Jesus says, nothing can overcome the church. He says to St. Peter in Matthew 16, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You have a treasure that is more valuable than anything else because it lasts forever. You've all heard it said that you can't take your riches with you into eternity. I remember back about maybe 25, 30 years ago, there were these bumper stickers going around. You always see them on the back of big Ford F-150s or Chevy Silverados pulling trailers with four-wheelers or three-wheelers or snowmobiles. And the bumper sticker would say, he who dies with the most toys wins. Okay, whatever. And some clever person came out maybe a few years later with another bumper sticker that said, he who dies with the most toys still dies. It's true. There is only one treasure that lasts for eternity. And only that treasure that lasts for eternity stays with us after death. And that treasure is Jesus Christ himself. Jesus who gives himself to you in his word. Jesus who gives himself to you in the forgiveness of sins. Jesus who gives himself to you in the bread and the wine. These are your riches, dear friends in Christ. And the thing about these riches, this wealth that you have in Jesus, is that it's sort of like that widow in the temple. It doesn't appear to be impressive. No one who saw that woman dropping her two coins in the treasury thought anything of her except for Jesus. But Jesus tells us that she is truly rich because she understands a loving God full of grace and mercy. She's the opposite of the scribes that Jesus talked about, who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces, have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts. Those scribes would have looked impressive, like they were full of spiritual wealth, but they were empty and poor. They were really the ones in poverty. They were the ones who, in the words of Jesus, would receive the greater condemnation. Your wealth isn't visible to the naked eye. People don't see it at first glance, but your wealth is more abundant than you can imagine because you have the forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ our Lord. You have the gospel that says that your debt of sin has been paid in full. You have the heavenly food of Jesus' body and blood that never, ever runs out, like the oil and flour in that widow's home in the Old Testament reading. You have a food that never leaves your pantry empty or your refrigerator empty. You have a life that will last for eternity. You have a life that won't rust or decay or rot like so many of the things you and I own. Believe it or not, there's going to come a day when this country in which we live, this world in which we live, will be no more. No more presidents or governors or congressmen or politicians to cause us either celebration or despair or whatever in between. There'll be a day when there will be no more bills, whether they're mortgage payments, car payments, doctor bills, groceries, health insurance, car insurance, homeowners insurance, or any other kind of bill. Believe it or not, it's going to be a day when the houses we live in will be no more. No cars or smartphones or iPhones or laptops or TVs. No more reputation, caring about what one person says or another person thinks. There will only be Jesus. Only Jesus and the gifts he gives to you and me. Only Jesus, and it's more than enough. This Jesus is already yours. This Jesus is your wealth. And this Jesus gives you a kingdom. He gives you something that no politician can promise, that no disease or illness can take from you, that no power on earth can destroy. You are wealthy, not because of what's in your bank account, but because of what Jesus paid on your behalf. It's not impressive to the earthly standards by which so many of us live, and yet in the eyes of God, you're what we talked about last week on All Saints Day. Saints, holy, washed, put in white robes, covered in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. A poor old widow gave everything she had because she knew she had something more. You want to know about giving, that's what it is right there. Give of what you have earthly, in your earthly means, because you know how much is stored up for you in heaven through Christ. Don't just give what you have in your earthly world either. You know, oftentimes when we talk about giving, supporting the church and being good stewards, we talk about what we're going to do financially with our money. That's part of it. But you can give of your spiritual wealth as well. Because when you leave here this morning, what you take with you, it's not just what's in your wallet or purse or bank account or balance available on your credit card. What you take with you is true heavenly wealth. Love, forgiveness, mercy in abundance. Take that and share that. As you and I dwell here in this earthly kingdom, God comes to us with a kingdom through the forgiveness of sins bought by Jesus. And this heavenly kingdom brings us true wealth. Dear friends in Jesus, dear saints of God, we here today are a gathering of the richest people you can imagine. Only and completely through what Jesus Christ has done for you and for me. To him be the glory now and forever. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.